What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me. They're going to consolidate the banks? Are they? Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And thank you so much for joining me. If you have not already, please go ahead and hit the share button. I would greatly appreciate it. I consider it a blessing when you hit the share button. Also on Rumble and YouTube, hit the thumbs up for me. Hit the thumbs up and share the video there. Put it on True Social. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Please. It will really help. Okay, check this out. We're going to talk about the banking system in the United States of America because we're all concerned about that. We should be, right? You'd think that we would be. But before we get to that, I want to talk about Gruesome Newsom. Gruesome Newsom goes on an interview and he's literally calling, name calling. I guess he's like, well, President Trump call people name. I guess I can call people name. Really? No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Gruesome Newsom is going out of his way to target Ron DeSantis. Now, let me be clear about something. I'm voting Trump. But at the end of the day, in 2028, right, when it comes down to it, if it's Ron DeSantis and Gruesome Newsom, I'm going Ron DeSantis. Many of y'all may not like that, but you can go with Newsom, and I'm going to go with Ron DeSantis in 2028. But 2024, we already know who needs to walk through the door. But listen to Gruesome Newsom as he's on here talking about Ron DeSantis. I mean, really? And part of the reason why I believe that he's talking about Ron DeSantis and he's not talking about President Trump, because he wants to make sure that everyone is talking about Ron DeSantis, right? Even though we're talking about it here. But see, that's their agenda. And I just want to make sure that everyone is aware of it. I see it, and I'm just wanting you to see the same thing. But listen to this, because he goes on air and he puts out a tweet, and this guy brings up the fact that he's name-calling Ron DeSantis because Ron DeSantis sent illegals to his state, to Martha's Vineyard, and he's like, I seen him do it. I talked to these illegals.
These really? Flights of asylum seekers that are being brought to Sacramento, there have been two of them now. They've been described as state-sanctioned kidnapping by the Attorney General of this state, of California. Mm-hmm. You tweeted directly at the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. I want to get this right. You called him a small, pathetic man and asked, quote, kidnapping charges? Is that what you believe happened, Governor Newsom, that Florida kidnapped migrants and brought them to California?
Yeah, I think I'm being generous, small, and pathetic. Very generous. He's just weakness masquerading as strength. Yeah, he's flailing, desperate for attention. Let's just level set here. Let's level set. Here's a governor from the state of Florida that is using taxpayer money.
Wait a minute. So, if we talk about the commie state of California, and they want to take taxpayer dollars and pay reparations.
People of color.
To who?
I've done more for black Americans.
People of color.
He wants to take taxpayer dollars. Right? The state of California want to take taxpayer dollars. My producer say he doesn't, but you know what? I think he does. Personally, I think he does because they're all running with it.
But think about this.
He wants to do more.
He's for taxpayer dollars providing
for heroin.
He wants agendas
like better schools for him or, you know, DEI agendas.
Why don't you just do better schools for everybody in the state, regardless of your complexion, regardless of who you are? It's still a form of reparation what he's trying to push. These people are sick.
And he had to go to another state to find people under false pretense. I don't think this, I know this.
Look at this.
Can you stop this for a minute?
Look at this. I mean,
because I want to make a point. This man is $18 billion in debt, his state. And he's going to other states spending, to push so his agenda. He went to Florida. Right. He went to Texas
yep.
to try to get approval
yep.
from these states. And he's talking about Ron DeSantis taking care of his own state and his own people. He doesn't have to do a tour like you are to get approval. Right? You're not even running for anything.
No, he's not. Well, he actually is running, right? You know, he's like the long stretch campaign.
Long stretch,
but he's not saying anything because Joe Biden is running. So he's not going to run against Joe Biden, right? But I'm telling y'all, he's gearing up for 2028. Hear me now. Believe me later on.
To the migrants. Lied to them. Took them into another state by bus and then took them on a chartered flight to Sacramento, lying to them that they had help on the other side, knocked on the door, and they left these migrants right there on the steps. What kind of human being does that?
Ron DeSantis.
Seriously, he goes, what kind of human being does this?
Look at his streets.
Well, look at
what kind of human being are you, Newsom?
Yeah, have y'all seen the videos with the people slumped over looking like zombies?
You have zombies.
Have y'all seen the videos right. where people defecated on the street? There's needles on the street. This is San Francisco. This is his homeland. California. You have Oakland. You have Compton. You have L.A. You have San Francisco. And there's other cities throughout that are just rabbit with thievery, with thuggery, and with crime that's happening. And he's like talking about Florida. And a lot of people vacated California and moved to Florida and to Texas. And he has the nerve, the audacity to sit there and talk about Ron DeSantis. Look, I know a lot of people have the reservation about Ron DeSantis right now, and so do I, but dadgummit, come 2028, when it comes between Ron DeSantis and this dude here, because I'm telling you, I see the future right now. Ron DeSantis in 2028 and Gruesome Newsom. Who are you going to support? You can hate Ron DeSantis all you want right now, but when it comes down to that, who are you going to support? I'm just asking the question here.
This is going to be landing in this city later this month to hold a fundraiser for his presidential campaign. Yeah. Should he be worried that law enforcement officials in this state are going to arrest him when he walks off the plane?
Now we're getting into hyperbole. The bottom line is,
well, just
we're for accountability.
I mean, I don't think it's hyperbole. You're the one raising the issue of criminality, potentially.
We, potentially. Yeah. And we have to do the investigation. So one, it's ready, aim, fire. Not ready, fire, aim. That's his approach. Our approach is to seek first to collect all the facts.
Oh, whatever. That's
really
a
so
bunch
he says
of
collect
BS.
Facts.
Bunch
but here
of
he is
BS.
Calling him names
yes.
and slinging allegations. Right, and he's not calling him allegations. He's literally saying, "Oh, he's a little man." Oh my
exactly.
goodness!
Well, let's listen. I'm gonna stop playing him.
I got triggered. Sorry.
So, of course, I have to play the video for you. Ron DeSantis responding to this, right? And the reporter's gonna ask him about it. Then he's gonna respond. And be honest with you, everybody, I haven't seen this video. I just happened to go say, "Okay, here's his response." So you're gonna watch this with me the first time.
Migrant flights to Sacramento. Specifically, Governor Gavin Newsom has referred to you respectfully, these are his words, not mine, as pathetic. I want to ask you what your response is to Governor Newsom, and also more broadly, what would you say to critics who question whether Florida tax dollars should be used to transport migrants that aren't used?
So here's the thing. These sanctuary jurisdictions are part of the reason we have this problem, because they have endorsed and agitated for these types of open border policies. They have bragged that they are sanctuary jurisdictions. They attack the previous administration's efforts to try to have border security. And so that's the policies they've staken out. And then what? When they have to deal with some of the fruits of that, they all of a sudden become very, very upset about that.
Yeah, it's like they all forget that they were pushing these sanctuary cities, these sanctuary states. They were actually calling for this, right? They were actually calling. And you know the main reason why they were calling for sanctuary cities and sanctuary states? Because this was during the time President Trump was in office. They were doing that to try to undermine President Trump, trying to say, hey, President Trump is racist, everybody, but we have a sanctuary city, sanctuary state. So if you get into the country, just come here. Now they don't want him there. That is the typical liberal.
Well, what are these people having to deal with here? Yeah, I don't see the sympathy for them. And so, you know, the reality is I think the border should be closed. I don't think we should have any of this. But if there's a policy to have an open border, then I think the sanctuary jurisdiction should be the ones that have to bear that. We're not a sanctuary in Florida. Exactly. And yes, we know people want to come. And so the more we can divert before we even have to get there is good for our state. And this policy has been debated now for a long time. It got overwhelming support from the legislature. These were things that I had to go to them. I wasn't just doing it on my own. And I think it's been something that's been, that's been very, very effective. And you can see why some people, when they're coming illegally, a place like California, they give benefits. They give unemployment checks. They do all that. And so you could see why some of those folks were interested in going that direction.
And they're even talking about giving illegals income every week, every month, for not even doing anything, never paying tax at all. They're talking about giving them money.
They already passed it, $300 a week.
They already passed it?
Yeah, and they said they don't have to prove anything to them. They don't have to prove where they come from, who they are, nothing.
And exactly, where was this at again?
They don't have to prove anything. They don't have to
where
prove.
Where was this at again?
This California.
California.
Yep,
so
California.
Taxpayer dollars going to pay illegals, right? That's the reason why I asked you, where'd it come from again? Because Gruesome Newsom just talking about taxpayer dollars being spent on illegals. The American people didn't ask for it. So I guess I need to go ahead and send them a letter and say, I identify as a person living in California. Send me my money. Right? So everyone in California expect to start paying more so you can pay Will Johnson. Right? That's what should happen here. Right? He has his nerve, his audacity. I'm telling y'all, he's gearing up for 2028. Am I wrong? Y'all, let me know in the comments. Can we put the comments on the screen? Put the comments on the screen for me. Let me know in the comments. I want to thank the person there for the super chat. Thank you so much. Look, let me know in the comments. Am I wrong? He's gearing up for 2028 because he's trying to make it look like he's fighting against those on the right in the culture wars, right? He's trying to act like he's fighting against them. He's fighting for illegals, not the American people. But see, that's what the left loves to see. And he's young. Right. And the left love him. They'd rather have him there right now than O'Biden. Were you going to say, Shannon? And thank you so much for this super chat. Leave the comments there for a minute.
Somebody brought up the point that's more than some Social Security checks. $300 a week.
You know what? It is. It is.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah, it is. And then they said, what? Republicans want to take away your Social Security. Republicans want to take away your Social Security. Really? Really? Republicans want to take away your Social Security. Is that what they're saying? They constantly say it, and it's a total lie. And we know it's a lie, right? We know it's a lie. But they turn around and try to say that that's what they want to do every single time. Every single time. Let me talk about some criminal activity. You know, the FBI, they're still trying to protect the Biden crime family. And it's almost like you have social media want to protect the Biden crime family. We all know the criminal activity that took place. We saw them doing it. We see them doing it. It's like they're not even hiding. It's like it's no secret. But see, they get to do crime. They get to commit crimes, talking about those on the left. And it's all acceptable because that's what we already know that they do. Well, look at this as they talk about Christopher Wray and the FBI with all of the criminal activity that the Biden crime family did. And one of the biggest questions is, how come Christopher Wray is not in jail already? That's what I want to know. How come he's not in jail right now? He should be in jail right now. They shouldn't wait. They should have the sergeant of arms go pick him up. But see, they know that Garland is the one that's supposed to arrest him. Garland's not going to do it because Garland is just as corrupt, if not more.
Congressman Biggs, why is Christopher Wray risking both his career and, quite frankly, his freedom? Because you get thrown in jail for being in contempt of Congress, all in an effort to help the Biden family. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mystery. But I think that he doesn't feel ultimately like he's going to be held responsible. They have a massive amount of disrespect for Congress, and he's demonstrating that. But here's the deal. We might hold him in contempt, but we have to refer that over to the Department of Justice. And I think his good buddy Merrick Garland is not going to engage in a criminal prosecution. He knows that the ratio of actual convictions of people who've been found in contempt is really low. So he feels absolutely very little threat The better approach, I mean, we need to hold them in contempt for sure, because but maybe what we should do is start talking about removing, using a special tactic called the Holman rule to remove him from office.
My goodness. You know what, Shannon, while that was playing, you know, Ray, he needs to go to jail. I'm just straight up. He needs to go to jail. If they don't start putting these people behind bars and start putting them in jail, then the credibility of the federal government, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the DOD, all that's going to become, it's going to fall short. I don't know that anyone trusts them already, but it's going to get even worse if they don't start doing the right thing.
I mean, all this is doing is helping the Republicans in 2024. It really let's be
is.
Honest.
It really is. But you know what? I don't know, because it was all that crime taking place then before 2022, and it didn't help, right? Yeah. Or did it help? And we just don't know, right? But anyways.
But you even said earlier, Garland's not going to put him in jail.
Garland's not going to do anything, because Garland's corrupt as well.
And that's why Ray is bold in what he's doing.
Yeah,
I'm actually surprised at this point he even showed the doc. But anyways.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I just thought about something before we go into this next one, because it's related to the FBI and all of this and the Biden crime family. I just thought about something. So you just said, Shannon, that they actually passed the bill in California to give the illegal immigrants. How much is it? Is it $300 a week or $300 a month?
$300 a week.
$300 a week.
Yeah.
So you're talking about $1,200 a month.
Correct.
$1,200 a month in California. Have the black people in California got their reparations?
No, they're not going to.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Who's been in California longer? This is going to tick off a lot of black people. This is what you get. Supporting the same party that enslaved black people, and now you're talking about, wait a minute, you're going to get reparations, but then you don't get reparations. They give them to people that came into the country illegally. They gave your money to them. Who was here longer?
I don't think either one of them deserve it.
I mean, just think about it. No, none of them deserve it. It's just the point. I'm just kind of curious about all of those black people that went to all those hearings in California screaming, we want our money now, when they were asking for $2 million, $3 million, $40 million. And they're not getting a single dime, but then they just pass it to give them $1,200 a month to illegals? How do you think they're going to feel about that when they get the win of that? Come on now. Or you think they're going to start riding Target? You think they're going to start riding Walmart? What do you think they're going to start doing? No, they're not going to do anything. They're going to shut up, sit down, wait until the next election, and vote for the same people that's not making them happy. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Okay, let me get back to Christopher Wray and the FBI and about the Biden crime family. Look at this, because they asked a question. You remember Joe Biden sat on a panel with a group of people talking about Burisma Oil, saying that if you don't fire the prosecutor going after the company, you know, the same one that his son was sitting on the board on, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you won't get the $1 billion. Do you remember that? I shared it multiple times. I can't share it now because they put music to it and they gave you a copyright. But you know exactly what I'm talking about. They actually asked him the question about the docs when it comes to Ukraine, Zelensky, and the Biden crime family.
You're doing a lot of explaining to your colleagues, to the American public. This bribery scheme, I get a sense, and I've been doing a lot of reporting, that this does involve the country of Ukraine, a place where the Biden family has a lot of tentacles. Can you confirm that for us?
Yes, it is Ukraine. This Form 1023 involves a business person from Ukraine who allegedly sent a bribe. Substantial bribe to then Vice President Joe Biden.
And if I could furthermore, there's a name I've been very familiar with in that country, Mr. Zolchesky, Mikola Zolchesky, owner of Burisma Holdings. Does he come up in this scenario at all?
I probably better punt on that question.
Okay.
In fact, John, the name was redacted.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can't relay that information, you know, just because it's going to really let the cat out the bag. Do you think Biden even cares about this, any of this, Shannon? Do you think that the Democrats even care about any of this? They know the corruption took place. If it was President Trump, they'd be all over it because it would be actual corruption. But they make up corruption about President Trump, and they're all over that. The made up corruption, but the actual corruption, they look the other way. Do you think they're going to do anything? Do you think Biden even cares?
Well, I think he feels very secure because he knows everybody is corrupted on his side. But did I just understand what he said, that when on the report the name was redacted on the form? So why on earth is Congress getting a redacted form? Am I saying that?
Redacted. Yeah, why are they redacting the information
on the
form? The
whole point is for them to read it in its entirety. Now, they're not releasing it to the public. In fact, they're not even releasing it to Congress.
No.
So why would it be redacted? Anything be redacted? This is absurd.
It's redacted because they're wanting to hide the
truth. They're hiding stuff.
They want to hide the truth from...
And that's why...
From the people. They want to hide it from Congress. It's total corruption.
See, that just makes me even more angry now. Now that I'm like, I thought they got the full report. I thought they read everything.
No.
We find out they didn't even get the full report.
Yeah, of course not. They're gonna try to not allow them to see anything because they want to hold the narrative. Okay, and let me get to another topic here. The banking system in the United States of America. I started off briefly just talking about it. Let me get into it right now. You know, we had these banks collapse. And the federal government bailed out the one in San Francisco. If I'm not mistaken, they bailed out the one in New York. And there was like 16 other ones. And then there were some other banks that were having issues. And they're saying that there's more banks having issues. Every single time you turn on the television, the telly, and you watch the liberal media news, they tell everyone that, hey, everything is fine. Don't believe your lying eyes. The economy is doing great. More people are working. More people are making more money. People's portfolios are looking better. It's all lies. But they're telling everyone that it's all great. So if they're telling everyone that everything is great, then why are these banks collapsing? Well, partially because the banks are making bad investments. They made woke investments, and those investments came crumbling down. But that's not the only reason. You know how they always say, let no crisis go to waste? They're creating this crisis with the banking system because they want a digital currency. They're not even hiding it. When they did the stimulus bill the first time, you remember when they shut everything down? They did this stimulus bill and they wanted to bring in digital currency because they want to get rid of all the cash dollars in circulation. People screamed about it, said, nope, can't do it, can't do it. Nope, don't do that. It's too much like the Bible. Don't do it, don't do it. And I said, okay. So they put it on the back burner. So what they're going to do, this is my personal opinion, what they're going to do, they're going to cause a crisis and they're going to force everybody into this digital currency. So we have to. And again, like I just mentioned, if you turn on the telly, all of them say that everything is fine, everything is great, everything is dandy. So if that's the case, why would Yellen, in this video that I'm getting ready to share with you right here, why would she say that they're going to consolidate the banks? Listen to the reason for wanting to consolidate banks. If everything is fine and dandy, why do this?
Certainly in this environment, some banks are experiencing pressure on earnings. And
In this environment, you know, let them tell it everything is fine. But she's talking about in this environment. Okay, I'm going to take it back. I just want to make sure you hear that. I'm going to play this entirety. It's a short clip. Listen.
Certainly in this environment, some banks are experiencing pressure on earnings, and there is a motivation to see some consolidation, and it wouldn't surprise me to see some of that going forward.
Wow. You hear that? Some consolidation. So they're wanting to consolidate. Big bank take little bank. And that's what they want to do. They want to get rid of all these small banks, so there's just these big banks that are in control over everything. And once they have control of all of the banking system, they pretty much do, but they want to make sure these little smaller banks that's giving out loans to certain people
of color, right,
that they want to make sure that they can control it. And it's not even just giving out to people of color, black people. They want to make sure that if you are not with the same political mindset, that you cannot get a loan. I've known people that had insurance policies canceled because they found out that they supported President Trump. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Insurance policies that you pay into, they cancel them because they found out that you support President Trump. So if they find out that you're supporting a certain political figure, they'll be able to cancel your bank account or put sanctions on you. You understand what I'm telling you? Because you're not complying with their agenda. They're pushing this agenda. We all see them pushing it. We all see them pushing it. Let me share this with you. I just wanted to talk about that briefly because I think it's really important that people know what they're getting ready to do. Hear me now, believe me later on. It's getting ready to come down the pipe. Let me briefly talk about the border because the border is a major issue. I just want to share this one thing. There was a video earlier, and I don't have time to play it for you, but there's a video earlier where Karine Jean-Pierre was saying that illegals coming into the country, it's not illegal. They're saying legal immigration is down. It's not legal immigration. People can come into the country legally. No one has a problem with that. But people are coming to the country illegally. Listen to what this young man says, Donald. Bright future ahead of him. But listen to what he says about all of this.
Listen, California has always been advertising, like my colleagues say, he's always been advertising that they're a sanctuary state. But now they got problems. Now New York City's got problems. They're complaining now that they have to deal with the issues created by their crazy policy. But I don't hear Gavin Newsom or this sheriff in Texas talking about the fact that Joe Biden allows young girls to be raped in the journey to our southern border because of his reckless policy. I don't see them talking about the truckloads of people who have died from heat exhaustion, etc., when they're being trafficked in the United States, mind you. They don't complain about that, but they complain about how the problem they created has been dumped on their doorstep. Yeah. My advice to Gavin Newsom, go kick rocks and change your policy because it sucks for everybody. Don't be mad that you got to deal with it now.
Yeah, don't be mad because you have to deal with it now. Go kick rocks. Go pound sand.
Yeah, he was responding to what Gavin Newsom said about DeSantis.
Yeah, I should have played it earlier. I should have played it after that. But yeah, I mean, this is like really bizarre to me, right? Completely bizarre that these people are creating these bad situations in the United States of America and we're just supposed to accept it. Like it's the new norm. You know what else they want for people to think the new norm is? Crack pipes in a vending machine. Like what? What are you talking about, Will? Crack pipes in a vending machine. You remember the Biden regime when Jen Psaki was there, sock it to you, sock it to me. They brought up this whole thing where they were pushing out crack pipes in these crack pipe kits. And she said, no, there's no crack pipes in it. No crack pipes in it. No, it's just, you know, paraphernalia for people to shoot up drugs safely, illegal drugs, mind you. And then when the kits came out, there was sure enough crack pipes in it. But I guess not enough people were buying into getting the crack pipes. And these were, to my understanding, these were free. The government was providing them. So I guess they're saying, well, since people don't want free crack pipes, let's put them in a vending machine. Listen to this one. Ted Cruz is talking about the crack pipe vending machines in New York City. And he listen to what he says about Hunter, right? I guess this is like a Hunter thing. I guess, listen, it's pretty awesome that he mentions Hunter. Uh-oh. Here we go.
It's rather amazing. It seems the mayor of New York has decided that his ideal resident is Hunter Biden, that he's rolled out a plan to recruit people that are hooked on drugs. I'm really struck. If you remember, Jesse, where early on the Biden administration had this plan nationally, let's give crack pipes to junkies. And there was such a backlash nationally that the Biden administration ran away and said, no, never mind. We didn't really plan on doing this. Well, now that's what the mayors of New York and Philadelphia are doing. And you know what it really is? It's a surrender.
Yeah.
It is a surrender to the catastrophe that Democrats have caused. Last year, we had more than 100,000 people die of drug overdoses. Wow. 70% of them were from Chinese fentanyl flooding across our southern border. And Eric Adams and Joe Biden and the Democrats, they don't want to secure the border. They don't want to fix the problem. So instead, they're just surrendering. Here, we'll give you crack pipes.
Yeah. They want to surrender. They'll complain about Republicans wanting to do something about the southern border, and the Republicans go to the extra measure and do something dramatic by sending them to their state. They complain about that, but they're like, well, let's go ahead and provide crack pipes. Like, that's going to say, oh, don't do crack. because crack is whack. They're not saying that anymore. They're saying, hey, if you're going to do crack, here's a safe kit for you to do it with. How evil is that? How demonic is that? You want to, let me share something else with you that is demonic. These people are going after Christians. They don't want you to have your Christian God-given right. They're targeting you at every aspect of our lives. Look at this. Look at this. What I have for you with Senator Howie, where he's talking to this woman that's trying to get on. She's trying to be nominated for a position. And he brings up the fact that she was targeting people based on their religious beliefs. And she's talking about, well, I just did that for my client. Then no, you should not be in any government position. If you're going to target people based on their religion, it doesn't even matter what your religion is. You target people, but they're really after Christians. Listen to this.
My time's almost expired, and I know other senators want to ask questions, so let me just very quickly here. Do you think it's wrong to discriminate on the basis of religious faith?
Absolutely, Senator.
Why did you argue that religious services, religious people pose a greater risk of infection than people gathered to argue for defunding the police?
I was representing my client. The mayor and consulting epidemiologists had issued orders that she thought were going to protect public health. It was my role to defend those as a member.
Why'd you make that argument? This seems like a strange argument to me that religious people are somehow what, more infectious than folks who have other ideological positions? I don't get it.
My understanding was the nature of singing and other things epidemiologists thought could transmit at a higher rate.
You didn't
rate.
Put any scientific evidence in the record for it?
Senator, those were fast-moving cases, and they weren't going to full briefing and full summary judgment with a record.
That's not what the district court said. The district court said that you engaged in, and your client engaged in, and you defended discrimination on the basis of religious belief, that you offered no scientific evidence for it, that you pressed these arguments over and over and over without any foundation.
Wow.
Frankly, I'm disappointed that you made those arguments. You can choose what arguments to make. I'm disappointed you made those arguments. I'm disappointed you persisted in defending them here today. And for that reason, among others, I will not support your nomination. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator, you know what? Good for him. He should not support it. Should not support it. These people are evil. They're going after people because of their religious beliefs. Wow. Okay, let's do split screen. We're at the section right now. We're getting ready to flip it over. Let's try to do this a lot quicker because we're going to run out of time. I have some stuff I really want to share with you on the other side of this. And if y'all really want to see what it is, y'all need to come on over because some of this stuff is like the wow factor. My producer goes, what? Every time I go, wow, because there's so much happening. So the wow factor, the extreme, I showed you some wow factor. The bank stuff, that's wow. But let's go to it.
Okay, so here's some Facebook stars. We got Donna, Paul, Cindy, Ann, Rodney, and Andrea.
Thank you so much.
And of course, you saw the super chats from Mandatory Carry. He did five or three of them.
Well, there were some comments with those too, right?
He did. Mm-hmm.
Marty, thank you so much for the stars. I just saw them.
He said, had the founders foreseen the future, they would have written a very different Second Amendment, a well-protected public. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the duty of the people to keep and bear arms shall be enforced. Hmm.
You know what? I'm glad he brought that up because it's not the exact same thing, but it's kind of related to it, what I'm getting ready to play here on my Rumble channel. So everybody right now, go over to Rumble. You see the information right there on the screen. Go over to my Rumble channel. Make sure you hit the thumbs up while you're there and hit the thumbs up on your way out on YouTube and share on Facebook. Please, greatly appreciate it. See you on Rumble. Let's go. All right. Are we almost there?
Ready to rumble.
Okay. All right, let's go. Let's go to this first one here. I just want to get right into it. And you're going to see why. You can see why I can't play some of this over there. Nope, not that one. Where do we go here? Here, hold on. Okay. Let me play this real quick. I played this yesterday. The Canadian teacher going after the Muslim kids because they didn't participate in the Pride event. She was upset. They went to the mall. because they didn't want to you know, engage in it. So she came down on them. I just want to play a little short segment of this just to remind you, and for those that did not see this or hear this, listen to this.
They're here when we did Ramadan.
You see, Ramadan is the Muslim culture, right? They celebrate Ramadan, and she's saying they're here when we did Ramadan, when you had Ramadan, but you're not here when we're pushing this perversion onto you, the children. Listen, I won't stop at this time.
They're here when we did Ramadan for a long time, and they're showing respect in the class for your religion, right? For your beliefs. It goes two ways. If you want to be respected for who you are, if you don't want to suffer prejudice for your religion, your color of skin, your whatever, then you better give it back to people who are different from you. That's how it works. It's an exchange.
So we participate in Ramadan, so you're supposed to come participate in the perversion that we're pushing onto you, the kids. And they're saying no. These are Muslims that she's talking to. She's upset with Muslims. And just like, have y'all ever seen the some of them out there that are holding up the Muslim signs with the rainbow gay flag on them and stuff? Only six colors, because God's rainbow has seven colors. So they're holding these signs saying gays for Muslims, gay support to Palestinians. Y'all seen them? And I'm like, why don't y'all go over there and hold those signs and see how that work out? Stay away from buildings, because you're going to get thrown off.
You right? know, Will, you know what I, now listening to that recording again, that really upsets me is the fact that she's actually driving division in her own class. She's saying, listen, you should point fingers and call these people out, because these people, these kids that you're sitting next to, she's calling them mean, hateful, prejudiced people. Right?
Yeah.
But listen, there's a total difference between celebrating Ramadan and Pride Month, right? Because Pride Month, they don't only push this during, you know, a single month. They push this all year long on these
kids.
They
just go flame on and in June is what
right,
it is.
Right. But they are constantly saying that if you don't accept this, shame on you. If you don't call somebody by a pronoun, shame on you. See, none of that happens during Ramadan. Nobody sits there and goes, you have to accept this religion and be a part of it. And, you know,
we had the discussion earlier. They actually do. But right now they put it on the back burner because they're targeting their kids with this perversion. Because Muslims, the Shiites and the Sunnis, they believe that
Do they have a Ramadan parade? Do they have music? Do they have people parade down up and down? No, they don't.
They talk about it, but
the schools, they have never celebrated Ramadan like they are LGBT month.
Right. And that part is true. But they do have parades and stuff supporting
Muslim beliefs and stuff like that. We're talking particularly to this lady.
But in this school, yeah, but they do it in the schools too. I'm just saying, but when it comes to all this perversion, they don't want to have anything to do with it, right? And they're pushing this perversion and they're forcing people to be in it, right? They want to force them. And see, I think part of it is that you have the sodomites, the LGBT community saying, well, you want to force Christians to be Muslim, then they feel comfortable forcing them to be gay. That's part of it. Now look at this. Here's a group of Muslim students. And I want to just play this for you. Listen to what these Muslim students talk about when it comes to transgender, and they talk about their religion in the Quran, saying that they're, you know, open to, you know, everyone having freedom, whatever religion. It's not completely true, but listen, this is about kids, regardless of your religious beliefs. Listen.
I'm here to talk about the opt-out option for reading material. I'm not here to take away the right of anyone being recognized in the community. I'm here to talk about my rights. My religion teaches to respect all religions and all human beings and their rights. So does my country law. And I want my right back to have an opt-out option. In the last Board of Education meeting, someone said that many people of the LGBTQ community are being bullied. That may have been the case some time ago, but these days it's quite the opposite. There are over 40 kids that I know who don't want to learn this and really want to be here talking today, but can't because they are being bullied. They are the ones being bullied when they say we don't want to learn this.
Although the introduction of texts and discussions related to transgenderism and LGBTQ plus lifestyle may support MCPS's mission to be all inclusive regardless of race, gender, and identity, I don't believe my first grade and third grade cousins are prepared to read and discuss about such issues at MCPS.
The issue of gender and sexuality are influenced by our faith, and we should not be caricatured as intolerant. And our faith perceived to be subversive because it doesn't align with your beliefs.
Yeah, so I'm going to stop it there because they go on and they talk about how they don't want all of this transgender and all this crap pushed onto them, and they had a number of kids to speak out against it. Well, guess what? You have some sick, adult, liberal, Democrat pretty much responded to these children. To these kids, and straight up basically calling Muslims white supremacists because they don't want to support the pedophilia, because they don't want to support targeting children for the transgender crap. What? So this is how the left, they always operate this way. So they even said Will Johnson is a white supremacist because I supported President Trump.
You ain't black.
Right? I support President Trump, so...
You ain't black.
I must be a white supremacist. Even Nancy Pelosi called me a white supremacist when I was trying to have a rally in California. You white supremacists not coming to my city. That's what she said. About Will Johnson. Yes, yours truly.
You ain't black.
But listen to this Democrat. What state is this again, Shannon?
Maryland.
This is Maryland. Listen to this. Did you know Muslims are now white supremacists too? And they're white supremacists because they're not supporting someone's perverted sexual preference.
This issue has unfortunately put some, not all of course, but some Muslim families on the same side of an issue as white supremacists.
There it is, right there. You hear that? It puts them on the same side of the same issue of white supremacists. So again, I'm really don't understand this. Maybe you can explain it to me, Shannon. How does someone's sexual preference align with white supremacy? I don't understand. Can you explain it to me?
Well, she's saying because white America Christians are against it, and now Muslims are against it. Well, now they're lumped in the same category because of that.
White part comes into someone's perversion.
I mean, that's. Just their agenda to...
I know. I'm just asking, you know. Yeah.
Muslim families on the same side of an issue as white supremacists and outright bigots. And, you know, however, the folks who I've talked to here today, I would not put in the same category as those folks. Although... You know, it's, again, complicated because they're falling on the same side of this particular issue.
Oh, it's complicated because they're falling on the same side of this particular issue. So now that you're not supporting a man having sex with another man, or a man having sex with a little boy, or a man putting on lipstick and a tutu and being all of a sudden being a woman and trying to force us to believe that he can get pregnant. No, no, and no. You're white supremacist now. This is like the biggest stupid planet ever. I'm just wondering, you know, all the aliens that are, you know, looking at the Earth right now. It's like, man, these people are getting stupid. We might need to go down and invade at some point because, or just give it more time because they're going to end up killing themselves off because they're not allowing them to reproduce because they're saying men can get pregnant. It's like this, the dumbest planet on this side of the galaxy, right? I mean, what's going on? What is absolutely going on? Well, look at this one. This was at an event. And where was this event at, Shannon? This is Maryland as well.
This is also Maryland.
This is Maryland as well. Okay, yeah. So this is Muslim parents outside of the, I guess it's the school board meeting they were having. Muslim parents out there. And of course, the sodomites show up saying, we want your kids. We want to be able to sexualize your kids. We want to transition your kids. And they're all saying, they are not your kids.
Let's see it go! Let's see it go! Let's see it go! Religious freedom now! 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 Religious freedom now!
Secular schools. 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 Secular schools.
We wish us freedom now. We wish us freedom now. We wish us freedom now. We wish us freedom now.
You see that? So the sick adult right there, right? And I'm assuming that's a, I don't know if it's a little boy or whatever it is. I don't know, but the sick adult there, and she's happy, right? Not allowing the child to have a normal childhood, but they're pushing this perversion, which this perversion shouldn't have anything to do with kids. Nothing. This was Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. All over again. And it's like they're not even hiding it. It's like it's perfectly fine bringing Sodom and Gomorrah all into play again. Okay, get it off the screen. Let me talk. So they introduced white supremacy, calling Muslims white supremacists now. And I don't know if, are you a Muslim watching right now? How do you feel with the left calling you a white supremacist? Because they all want Muslims to support the Democrat parties, the ones that are American citizens. They want you to support the Democrat party, but now you're a white supremacist if you don't support this sinful act. If you don't support this, next is going to be bestiality. If you don't support grown men with little boys or little boys putting on dresses and becoming girls, if you don't support any of that, you're now a white supremacist. And it's all coming like down to racism, right? They want everybody to believe that it's the Republicans, rich white men that don't want America to be great, which they know it's not. They want everyone to believe that they're racist, and the Democrat Party's for everybody. And that's not true either. You have to be mentally ill, right? And they call it a mental illness, but it's not a mental illness. You have to be possessed by a demonic spirit in order to be in the Democrat Party. That's the difference here. It's a spiritual battle. But it's about racism too. Listen to this with Donalds when he's talking about racism and how the Democrats have been using black people for all of this time, and it's actually, there's actual change taking place. There's actual change taking place. And this has the Democrats extremely fearful.
Here's the real issue we're having. The Democrats have been trying to offer Black America a myriad of things through the years. They offer things like, hey, we're going to protect your right to vote. But when Black people go vote, there's no issue with them voting. They say, we're going to make sure you have a future in education, but they keep kids trapped in the same schools. They say, we're going to help you get a better economy, but they don't know economic policy. It actually hurts poor people in our country who are trying to get up the economic ladder. They say they want to have safe streets. But then the streets in our urban areas are riddled with crime. So now is the next thing. What about reparations? Let's say maybe that's the new thing we have to promise to Black America. The issue we're having in America is that progressive policies have failed Black America time and time and time again. And so now this is the latest straw from the radical left trying to offer reparations.
Yeah, it's like the last straw. But you know what? You know what? They say it's like the last straw. Listen to this one with Donalds. Where he's talking about, and it's, you know what, this next video I have for you, it doesn't only apply to black men, but this applies to white men, white women, Hispanic men, Hispanic women, Asian men, Latino women, Latino men. This applies to everybody. Listen to this.
Black men, they've had enough. They're getting fed up. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the excuses. And they actually want to see positive economic changes, which is, frankly, the Republican Party position.
Yeah, I'm fed up with it. I don't have nothing. You know what? I used to think that maybe we could have civil conversations with those on the left and we can bring realization to certain things. And nope, can't do it any longer. Can't even happen. Okay, let me share something with you, what he just mentioned, talking about how the black community is riddled with violence, because you have the left saying, well, the violence is down. It's not that much violence right now. There's not that much violence because they want people to believe there's not that much violence under the Biden regime. Well, look at this. This is video of a social worker showing up to, instead of calling the police to show up, they send in a social worker. Y'all have heard of that before, right? You've heard that. You heard that, right, Shannon? That they want to send in social workers instead of police officers?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So what do you think happens when you send in a social worker, Shannon? What do you think happens? Let me show you what happens.
Okay. Fall back where the boys come, yo. Damn. Hey, yo, fall back where the police come, Shorty, chill for the boys come, yo. Yo, chill. Damn. Hey, Shorty, chill. They coming, Shorty. Shorty, I gotta chill, yo. Yo, what the fuck? Damn. Shorty, y'all got to dip, yo.
Sorry about the language, but that's a social worker showing up instead of them sending the police officers. Right? That's a social worker. Let me share this with you. This is what you get when police officers do show up and not the social worker, what they want. Look at this. They want the social workers to show up to this. I don't think so. Have you seen this, Shannon?
Nope.
Oh, watch this. There's no audio, so I'm going to have to, walk everyone through this listening in. So you have a vehicle racing up through here. The tires have been blown out. You can go full screen for me. And then you have the vehicle. They blurred out the police vehicles. I'm not sure why they blurred them out in this vehicle. But there's a male in this vehicle. He gets out the vehicle. He starts running. Got a red shirt on. He's running across the car lot there. He pulls out a gun. He starts shooting at the police officers in the vehicles that's chasing him. Now, he's on foot, mind you. Now, they go around the corner. He's running again, and they show him right here. Boom, he pulls out the gun. He's aiming it at the police officers, and he's unloading bullets, rounds, at the police vehicle right now. And they're showing in a circle right now, showing him backing up like he's football or something. Now, he's on the run again. He's running. They're chasing him in the vehicles. And they're showing multiple angles of this. I'm like, how the cameras? Oh, and they hit the black man, the black thug. They're going to show it from a different angle. Watch this. And they're going, and bam, they hit him. Do you think this was deserved, Shannon?
100%.
And then look at this. Look at this. They're running him over. They want to make sure they got the thug. Do you think it was appropriate, Shannon? Yes or no?
I don't.
No, all of it was. All of it was.
I don't know if that other police car necessarily meant to run over. Well, no, you think so? I think it was just the speed, and sometimes it's hard to slow down.
He couldn't slow it down, so we had to run over the thug. And I can just see BLM right now saying, you didn't have to run him down like that. Who cares that he was shooting at you trying to kill you? Who cares that he was driving erratic and probably end up hurting people? Who cares about all that? You didn't have to run down the black thug.
People of color.
I think it was justified. Me personally. Do y'all think it was justified in the comments? I'm looking at the comments. Y'all think it was justified?
Yes, yeah, they said totally okay with this. That's what happened.
For those of you that have not hit the thumbs up,
somebody said they should have backed up.
Okay, so for those of y'all that thought it was okay, and hit the thumbs up for me if you haven't hit it already. Hit the thumbs up. We're at 84 right now. Should be like 184 at least. There's almost 300 people on here. Let me share this with you before we run out of time here. Nancy Pelosi. Y'all know who Nancy Pelosi is? Did you know Nancy Pelosi's daughter was at the January 6th? And she was walking around holding the camera, getting the cinematic, like, oh, look, let's get Nancy. Get it. Oh, let's stage this to make it look like an insurrection. Well, listen to this, everybody. Look. This is Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Listen to the comments. Someone recorded this secretly. Watch.
Local media every day. You can't have a fair trial.
Well, the reason, I think time is going to remember January 6th differently. Yeah. Right now, people are still hearing them. There's two things. Media needs stuff to fill. I mean, if you watch TV on January 6th, it was like January 6th, 24/7. As time goes on, it's going to be less, and as So I think also people are going to lose their office, their jobs. The people that were there are going to lose their jobs. So it's not going to mean anything if you weren't even there. And you don't even care.
We need like a water breakup.
Yeah, no, it's right. No. Okay, I thank you for your time.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen, I really, I know you're not the bad guy. I mean, if there is, I haven't found a bad guy yet, but if there is, I know you're not the bad guy.
I mean, he's like a stereotypical bad guy.
But the thing is, why I asked you the question of like, so what was the plan? Is that if there was an insurrection, you're supposed to be in law.
Listen to this, everybody. Listen to this because this is really important. Listen to this.
You're supposed to be in line. Marching, you're in the military, you know
right.
this.
No, that's
you're supposed to have a plan.
Exactly, it's called operations order. You sit down like, overnight with your soldiers. You go right. over. All right, you're going to go here. You're going to go in by this side. At this time, we're going to take over this. There was none of that.
If it was an insurrection, it's the sorriest insurrection in the 20th, 21st century ever. No guns.
A guy smoking pot.
I love the guy.
Yeah,
I'm like. Well, we do that. We just went to New Hampshire last week for the guy that just was drinking
wine. My favorite guy.
They said if this was the insurrection, it was the worst insurrection in history ever. No guns. They knew it wasn't an insurrection. They know it was not an insurrection. But they keep pushing that narrative. And listen to this, and they're talking, and someone recorded that. I wonder who's the person that recorded that. Because this getting out, where's Nancy Pelosi right now? Can we get a comment from Nancy Pelosi? Can we get a comment? Probably not.
And I want to remind you, Nancy Pelosi's daughter was there documenting so happened.
I just said that. Yeah, she was getting she was getting all of that, making sure she get all of that information, that good information. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. Also, they can push a certain narrative. All right. Hey, let me tell you about Mammoth Nation, everybody. Thank you so much. Please, can y'all hit the thumbs up for me? Please hit the thumbs up for me. It really helps. It really helps. And if you haven't created an account here on Rumble, do so. It's free to create an account. So then that way you can hit that thumbs up for me. It's a blessing for you to hit it. You're blessing me by hitting the thumbs up. But let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is one of the fastest growing conservative marketplaces. What better way to stop shopping and stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. Just to name a few items you can take advantage of: hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories, and so much more. Visit MammothNation.com and use promo code WHEEL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. Or simply click the link in the description below. There's a link in the description right here. Click it below. Click it below. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Wow. Be ready for what's going to happen. Tomorrow is Thursday. We're going to see what Ray does. We're going to see it. Stay tuned because we're going to talk about it because we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act.
My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.